AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We should learn more soon, but there is still no motive for a massacre near Los Angeles where 10 people died at a dance hall. CBS's Steve Futterman has the very latest now from Monterey Park.
Police are being very careful in what they are saying. For the last few hours, their attention has focused on a white van at a shopping center parking lot. Even though authorities were pretty certain the suspect was inside, publicly, they refused to go that far. Sheriff Robert Luna.
Could it be our suspect? Possibly. But at this point, if we're doing our jobs correctly, we're making sure that we're looking at any and every possibility.
The motive is also something police are not saying much about. One possibility is that it was a domestic dispute between the gunman and one or more of the victims.
Leaders in other big cities are now reacting to the violence. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
You see another mass shooting and lives are lost, and my heart goes out to the people of California experiencing that.
He tells Face the Nation the city's pouring more resources into reducing violent crime. The FBI has found more classified documents at President Biden's home.
Representative Mike Turner, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, tells CBS's Face the Nation this latest discovery is part of a much larger problem.
Why were these documents here? Well, now that we learn that some of these go back to his Senate time, you know, clearly he's become a serial classified document hoarder.
While comparisons are being made to the Biden document situation and those of former President Trump, Delaware Democrat Chris Coons on ABC cautions against that.
President Biden has fully and promptly cooperated. The reason there was a search of his house here in Delaware was he invited them in.
While former President Trump, he says, did not cooperate. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A political battle is brewing on Capitol Hill now over the nation's debt ceiling. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin tells CNN he thinks some cuts can be made, but not to Social Security or Medicare.
You don't need a committee to look at cuts, and that's what they're using and weaponizing it. Can't you look and find out in government where you can be more efficient, more basically prudent with the taxpayers' money?
A big rally on the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
I'm Bruce Marcus in Wisconsin, where several rallies were held in support of Roe v. Wade. Tara Wolpe, who took part in one of those rallies, says the overturning of Roe is just one battle in a long political war.
The right to reproductive health is not dead.
This woman also participated in a rally.
We have to fight back, and that's what we're doing.
More than a dozen states have passed new laws restricting abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe last year. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hungered in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
There's a sad new sign of the times popping up at party spots.
COVID isn't the only thing partygoers are testing for. They're also checking for deadly fentanyl in their cocaine, whipping out test strips to dip in the powder, and waiting to see if one line for positive or two for negative appears, ensuring the drug won't kill them before the night is over. One woman in L.A. tells the Wall Street Journal she brings them to parties and clubs and passes them around after losing her sister and a childhood friend to accidental opioid overdoses. One expert says the dangers are heightened for occasional users who have little to no opioid tolerance. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Native Hawaiians who've been priced out of Hawaii are now finding more places to live, like Las Vegas. campus. Hawaii is now the state with the highest cost of living in the U.S., and many worry indigenous people can no longer afford it, especially in Honolulu, where homes are averaging $1 million. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Question your intention. Will you leave me here for dead? I'm not scared.
Radio, we are local music. Kick it off the Saturday night with two from the Lower Fifth there. That is Hope. All My Beliefs before that. Lower Fifth are playing tonight at the Red Rooster with the Mascot Theory. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. Terry Barr will be by here in a bit. This is Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker, good evening to you, sir.
What's happening, Jimmy?
You know, Saturday night.
It's Saturday.
I'm disappointed that I'm missing the NFL playoffs right now, but it doesn't really matter because the Packers are not in
them. Yeah.
You got a team? You rooting for somebody?
Oh, I'm definitely going for the 49ers this year since, you know, the Packers are out of it. 49ers, and of course, in fantasy football, it all plays into it, right? I had Jalen Hurts, and Jalen got hurt at the end of the season there, and I needed a quarterback, and all of them were gone. And all of a sudden, this guy, Brock Purdy, was the starting quarterback. And I thought, you know, he's got a lot of good receivers. Christian McCaffrey, which I also had, I picked him up, and he did pretty good for me. So
that fantasy football stuff drives me nuts, dude. I'm rooting for anybody, anybody out of the AFC, and anybody but the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, then you're rooting for the 49ers, Jimmy.
Yeah, I suppose I have to. But if the Niners go to the Super Bowl, which they have a pretty good chance to, I'm rooting for the other team.
That's yeah, but I'm you got to admit, Brock Purdy is a pretty good story. I mean, the last person in the entire draft, and now he's got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Can you imagine if he won? Can you imagine the quarterback controversy they'll have next year?
Crazy.
Oh, makes good stuff for the NFL.
It's a good storyline for sure. Rocker, we got a great show for the people tonight, as we do every week here on Max Inc. Radio. What's brewing?
Jimmy's. Scott Rippey from Rippeyology. Yes. We're going to be talking crazy weather.
Talk about the weather, dude.
Foul language. Blame it on Kane. Sam and Steve, they're coming in from Milwaukee to play a few songs here in the studio, actually. So it's going to be pretty neat. And that's going to go at just after 7:30.
Yeah.
And then Devil's Lair, we have After August. They're going to be coming in, Greg and Bob, and we're going to be playing tracks off their new album and talking about that. And then Max Inc. Heavy with me, Brocker, 10 p.m. to midnight tonight on Max Inc. Radio.
We are broadcasting basically statewide here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we have to welcome a brand new station. I'm very excited about this, too. A new audience. 97.9 WGBW up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Titletown, USA, Rocker.
Oh, my gosh, Jimmy.
I'm excited. And you know what? When Oshkosh came on board, I was equally, because there's a huge music scene in that Fox Valley area from Green Bay's Appleton,
huge.
Oshkosh, down to Fond du Lac.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty crazy.
And all the way to Milwaukee, right? You know, right up the lake, all the way to Green Bay.
Absolutely.
And Green Bay is the third largest city in the state. And so it's pretty cool. We got a new studio going in there up on Washington Avenue, I believe that is, in Green Bay, right on the Fox River, Jimmy. Mm. And it's called the City Deck back there. And I was looking at some flybys on stock images. And it's just an amazing place. Green Bay is really a city that is aspiring to be great. They have a great football team already.
Yes, they do.
But what they're doing down on the City Deck there, I think there's going to be some cool things happening in the future. And, you know, Civic Media is going to be right up there at the heart of it.
I was just going to say, you know, they have a great football team, Green Bay. Now they have a great local music show that supports local independent artists.
That's right.
From around Wisconsin. And if you're listening to the Fox Valley area, please get a hold of us. Hit Rocker or me up on Facebook, Max Inc. Radio up on Facebook. You can send your music to maxincradio@gmail.com. And we'd love to consider your music for on-air playback, get you in for an interview, maybe live in the Devil's Lair. Who knows? The possibilities are endless, Rocker. Okay, we got some Maggie Shays on the way. Another band that I can't say the real name of, but I almost read it, Rocker. It would have been a disaster. That's why the pause. But we'll do some Cribs Hitter in a little bit here too. Right now, Lucky Vita, his latest one, he's not doing so well. We wish him well. Get well, Lucky. All right, that's hugs to you, man. This is his last single called Unfaithful. Max Inc. Radio.
Maybe I should apologize for dreaming too much. Maybe I should say sorry for reaching the stars. I only wanted to do something, 'cause you weren't there. I only wanted to feel something, 'cause you weren't there. I never thought I could reach the stars. I never thought any of this would get far. I thought all the things between you and me were going good. I thought all the things between you and me were going good. Boy, then you had to go and do what you did, do what you did, do what you did, do what you did. apologize for breaking my trust. Baby, you should say sorry for going too far. You only wanted to touch his fire, 'cause he's right there. You only wanted to keep me quiet like a child. You're too scared. But you were unfaithful. How could you lie to me? Unfaithful. It took you long enough to tell me. Unfaithful. I gave you everything. Unfaithful. And now you want my kiss good. You said you don't know why you did what you did. You said you don't know why you did what you did. You said you don't know. Kind of man puts a ring on my finger and tells me he loves me, he loves me. But boy, you had to go and do what you did, do what you did, do what you did, do what you did. But you were unfaithful.
Every time I told you I loved you, I loved you, you were.
How could you lie?
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She barely loves me.
by much. She barely loves me. I could go off, but do I have enough to hold on? Was I not good to you? Was I unfair to you? I tried the best I could. That one time I said to you, I could not stomach you. I meant my stomach, it felt bad. Don't you think I've heard this before? You always got one foot out the door. Your other foot, it's fiddling around, sweeping dust off the floor. She does. Well, if she loves me, it's not by much. She barely loves me. I could go off, but do I have enough to hold?
Radio, we are local music. Cribs Hitter there from Going Soft. That's their 2022 album. She Barely Loves Me. I love this band so much. They're playing the Burr Oak on Saturday, January 28th with Free Dirt. That's at the Burr Oak on Saturday the 28th. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker and Jimmy K here. Terry Barr will be here shortly. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in the Madison area: Odana Road, Monona Drive, and Willie Street. You can also shop them online at IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Get your tomato pie right now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
CBS News special report. It's been a very tense few hours in Southern California, where the suspected shooter who killed 10 people at a dance hall last night on the Lunar New Year may have shot himself inside a white van. KCBS TV reporter Michelle Geely's in Torrance waiting on confirmation.
Everyone wants to know, is that the van of the suspect? And also, we understand that there is a body inside of that van, although we haven't seen anything removed from the van.
Meantime, we are also waiting on a motive for the massacre. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
We're looking at every angle, whether it's domestic violence. You have to leave the door open for any possibility until we understand who this suspect is, what his motives are, where he came from, what his intention was.
Earlier today, investigators told us it may have started with a domestic dispute, but haven't yet ruled out a hate crime in this case. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Still to come tonight, After August, Blame It on Kane later. Scott Rippey from Rippeyology is coming up next. We're going to talk about the weather. Right now, brand new music from Work is Ignition on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Maxinc Radio, we are local music. That is Work and Ignition. They have a show coming up on Friday, February 3rd at Lineman's River West Inn in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rocker's favorite venue in Milwaukee.
Lineman's, Jimmy. Jim Lineman owns Lineman's. They've been around forever.
Say that again.
Lineman's.
Yeah, there you go. Lineman's. Love Work. They were just on the show last week. If you want to hear that archive, you can head to Max Inc. Radio page on the civicmedia.us website. Check out all the archives there. And a special shout out to Casey from Work. What's Casey's last? I forget Casey's last name, but
James.
Casey James. But Seymour. Casey Seymour, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But a special shout out to Casey for giving us a shout out on the Rippyology page in a post referencing to that Scott Rippey is going to join us on Max Inc. Radio tonight. That's pretty fancy stuff right there. On the phone with us right now is Scott Rippey from Rippyology. Scott, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on tonight. To kind of give a little background here, Rippyology is a page on Facebook followed by 20,000 people, by the way. And you're an amateur...
Today, by the way.
Say that again.
21 as of an hour ago.
21,000?
Yes.
You're killing it, brother. And it's all about weather. And you're an amateur meteorologist. And this page kind of puts a twist, a fun twist, on weather. Talk about the page and how the background or how your inspiration came to make this webpage.
I've been interested in weather my entire life since I was a kid. I think when I was 6 years old, my grandmother gave me a weather book for Christmas, and it just got me like totally fascinated with everything. And then I was the geek, you know, growing up, who like watched the Weather Channel for like hours and hours on end every day. And so just on my personal Facebook page, for the longest time, you know, I would like, you know, I would put out weather forecasts and do, what I would call Rippyology 101, you know, like little meteorology lessons and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then a friend of mine, convinced me to start a fan page, 4 years ago next month, actually. And so I did. And it's grown, and there's, if you don't like swear words and things like that, you probably shouldn't follow Rippyology, but.
Well, that's the fun part about the page. It's kind of tagged as foul weather and accurate AF. And that's the part is cool because you're an amateur meteorologist. You're not a professional. So how do you make your forecast or your prediction so accurate?
Well, I mean, you know, I do the same thing that every other weather forecaster in the world does, right? You know, you're watching weather models and atmospheric conditions and things like that. But it's all open to some like level of interpretation. And so everybody interprets differently, and being an amateur and being somebody who doesn't, you know, my life and my career does not depend on, you guys know how weather forecasters they're like deathly afraid of being wrong. And I don't care if I'm wrong. sort of say what I see.
So basically, and, you're saying you're right 40% of 70% of the time. Well, that's what all weathercasters are, right?
Actually, 28%.
He's crunching the numbers.
I'm doing the math here.
There's another radio show here, The Devil's Advocates. They have a strict policy of no math on the radio. Oh, yeah, I know. We almost crossed the line there, dude. Hey, Scott, you're an old radio guy, too. Tell us about your past FCC violations.
So I never got the letter. I never got the letter from the FCC. I was in radio fresh out of college. I had intended on doing television out of college. My father was a... was a news anchor and news director in Milwaukee. And so I wanted to do television, and I got to college, and I was really excited. I had my first meeting with my advisor, and I said, and he said, "Tell me your dreams. You know, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "I want to be the next Peter Jennings." And he looked at me with this scrunched up face, and he said, "I think you have a face for radio."
Nothing like the loving words from parents, right?
Oh my God! And I mean, I was crushed, but you know, but as soon as I got out of, you know, as soon as I left Carroll College, I went into radio, and did, you know, copywriting and commercial production, and you know, pulled some weekend air shifts and things like that. And,
yeah. Did you get excited when you?
I mean, I seriously was a walking FCC violation, but never got the letter.
Did you get like super excited when it came time to read the forecast on air?
I did. You know, you know when we were doing, you know, when I was doing overnights at Q106 in Madison, it would, you know, at 3:35. This is 100 years ago, right? The weather would actually print off a printer in a back room. It was, you know, like a wire service, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a dot matrix.
Right. And that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. And so at like 3:35 in the morning when I'm doing overnight, I'm like, "Oh, the weather's coming. And you could hear it going in the back of the room.
Hilarious. Scott Rippey from Rippeyology here. Rippeyology's on Facebook. It's a weather page, accurate AF forecast, but foul weather. Let's talk about SWAs. This is a common conversation on your page, Scott. let's call them shoddy weather apps for the radio here. Right. What's the deal with the weather apps, and why are you attacking them?
So there are two reasons. Number one, the shoddy, that's really good on your part, by the way, shoddy weather apps. Number one, there are no humans involved in the making of those forecasts. What the weather apps do is they take they combine a number of different weather models together to provide a forecast.
I gotcha.
And what they generally do is, since all those apps are free and they are advertiser supported, and what they really want is, I mean, it's 100% clickbait. Mm. So what they will do is, of the models, the weather models that they see, they will pull in the most exaggerated forecast possible, the most extreme forecast possible. So when we had our officially in the city of Madison, when we had 1.7 inches of snow on Thursday, AccuWeather and weather.com were calling for 6 to 10 inches.
Yeah.
And they were pulling in that most exaggerated forecast on purpose, because that creates traffic. They report that traffic to their advertisers.
Yeah.
And they say,
okay, gotcha.
You know, so look at all the people who are clicking through to our really crappy forecast.
Real quick, well, would you recommend an app? Is there an app out there that you would recommend?
There are two things. Number one, use your local TV station apps.
Hmm.
So, you know, in Madison, WKW, WNBC, or WISC, NBC 15, use those first. And then if you want another app that can also combines radar and things like that, I'd go to oneweather.com. Hmm. OneWeather is a pretty decent app that that does a very good job of aggregating weather models.
So I use WeatherBug. What do you think of WeatherBug?
Delete.
That's an SWA rocker. Get it off your phone now.
Oh no, I'm infected with SWA.
Hey, we're running a little Yeah, get rid of it. We're running a little low on time here, Scott. Well, let me ask you this. There is a low pressure system building and is getting a little strong, and I think it's going to produce a sequel of the movie Twister. What are your thoughts on this?
Are you talking about the one down south coming up Tuesday?
No, the movie sequel, Twister. Did you watch the original Twister?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What do you think of this week?
84 times.
Yeah, the sequel, obviously, it's not triggering any emotion here, is it?
So this movie coming up, the sequel to Twister, I think is going to be fantastic just because of the special effects. So, yeah I would, I'm looking forward to that.
There is a storm on the way. I guess a cyclone or what is it? A polar vortex. That's what it is, right? Like Wednesday, Thursday this week?
No, not this week. I think, about 10 days ahead, polar vortex, I think, is when the North Pole starts to warm and pushes the cold air down south. I think let's watch in about the 10-day area for a real good blast of cold in Wisconsin.
Scott, I love your page, and I encourage everybody to follow it. And I really appreciate your time today. Is Ripiology on Facebook? Are you anywhere else? Do you got any other social channels?
No, hell, I can just manage this one.
especially with all the questions. When's the storm going to hit on my street?
Right, exactly. Yeah. People say, okay, exactly. How many inches am I going to get? Like, oh, well, where are you?
Right, exactly. You know? Do me one favor, please. If any time you see a vortex or a tornado heading toward 3500 University Avenue, Madison, on a Saturday night, give us a heads up, and so we can, hide somewhere.
Go in the basement.
Yeah, go in the basement. We got a basement here. That's right. Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Appreciate you. I'm playing this song for you. This is the Material Boys covering Madonna. Like a Virgin on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Next to my eyes.
Like a Virgin, from the Madonna. I love that on Max Inc. Radio. We Are Local Music. Thanks to Scott Rippey for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. Well, looking forward to the next conversation we have. Coming up next hour, we have a double dip of Jason Vargas and the Apollos to kick off the hour, plus a playment on Kane. They're going to actually play a couple live songs for us. Looking forward to that. And we'll have details about the $1 million advertising campaign that's coming up here that you can get your piece of. Looking forward to that. Right now, brand new music here from Jackson Taylor. He's from Green Bay, and he has a show happening at Narrow Bridge Plate on Thursday, January 26th on Max Inc. Radio.
Girl, you could bet you were on my mind. The way you said my name and jumped in my Chevy, we were ready for a dirt road ride. There was a tailgate dropping and a sunset popping and a few kisses headed your way. Nothing could ever hold a candle to a way you made me feel that day. Now we're sitting watching the sunset, holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go, getting as clear as we can get. Keeping our faith strong in each other. We keep painting pictures. Remember that night, it was me and you, and I told you I think I love you. We lit the fire at the cabin in the woods, took a walk around the lake. That night ended on the front porch kissing as the sun went down. That's what got this whole fire started. I ain't letting it go. Now we're sitting watching the sunset, holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go. Getting as clear as we can get, keeping our faith strong in each other. We keep being pictures. Sunset, holding hands together, talking about the future, painting a picture together, seeing where we're at, where we want to go, getting as clear as we can get, keeping our faith strong in each other, but we keep painting pictures. You keep painting pictures. First time we met, girl, you could bet you were on my mind.
Every time,
every time,
you're
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.